And now the Scarab Sandcast is proud to present Scarab Game Reviews! Reviews of games found in the Scarab Game Library.
Okay, so we just got through playing Pirates by...
Pirates of the Gold Cove.
Excuse me, Pirates of the Gold Cove.
By Mind's Eye.
By Mind's Eye, which has it's not spelled like it sounds.
Lots of Y's and
there's
I.
There's a Y and a Z in there somewhere. But Mind's Eye. So basically, it was a card game. I kind of likened it to Spades or Hearts in a way, except there's gold coins and a piratey theme and a few different nuances.
It's for 2 to 7 players.
2 to 7 players. Mm-hmm. We played it, it probably takes about, I don't know, maybe about an hour or so, if you wanted to play the whole game.
Yeah, we only played 4 3 hands.
Right.
3 hands. Well, we would have been finished.
We would have been finished by on the fourth hand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Some of the rules are a little bit weird. You have to kind of read them. Overall, though, once you read it and you get the gist of what the rule is saying, I think it plays pretty easy. At first, you think there's a lot of different combinations that you have to remember, mm-hmm. but really there's only 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Scoring's a lot easier than it looked like initially.
So the rules read more complicated than the game
Than the
plays.
Game actually is. Yeah.
Yeah, there's... I would say there's more luck than skill involved.
Yeah. I agree.
There was a touch of skill, but
a little
yeah.
bit of skill, but it was, if you had the trump card, effectively,
oh, yeah.
you...
Yeah. I think the fewer number of players you have, the more strategy
mm-hmm.
you'll probably actually apply.
Yeah.
I saw the game and I was like, I think I'm going to have a lot of fun. Then the first round of playing, I was like, I'm not really having that much fun. But then by the second one, I was like, okay, now I'm having fun again.
So but John does like the pirate
so
theme, so... And you get to play with these neat little gold and silver coins.
Yeah.
So that's kind of
cool.
That's
a bonus if you want to...
The art's not terrible. It's simple,
it's
not bad.
Mind's Eye, the people who gave us games like Wench, which also have just amazing artwork on it. If you like those kinds of things.
It's small enough to pack up in your bag. It
which
plays,
I do, because I'm a guy.
I was going to say, it's small enough to pack up in a backpack or a bag or whatnot. And it plays quick enough that you can sit down in between games at a convention or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'd
doesn't take
that.
Up a lot of space. A normal-sized table or a coffee table would work just fine. So,
hooray.